With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Wall Street euphoria triggered by President Trump's tariff rollback is fading a bit. Following yesterday's spectacular rally, this morning stock futures are sinking. The president rescinded the steep tariffs imposed on most of America's trading partners. Mr. Trump acknowledges that the fear factor played a role in his decision.
People were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippee, you know? They were getting a little bit yippee, a little bit afraid.
The one exception to the tariff rollback, Communist China. Tariffs on Chinese imports have been boosted to 125% because Mr. Trump says that Beijing has not acted in good faith, choosing retaliation over negotiation. The president predicts that sooner or later a deal will be made between Washington and Beijing. Also at SRNNews.com, he is a former Arkansas governor, a Baptist minister, and a noted political commentator. Mike Huckabee, confirmed by the Senate as the new U.S. ambassador to Israel, a 53-46 party line vote puts Huckabee in that important diplomatic job.
Congratulations to Mike Huckabee.
President Trump signed Huckabee's commission Wednesday afternoon.
He's going to be fantastic. He's going to bring home the bacon. Even though bacon isn't too big in Israel.
Among the challenges facing the new diplomat are the effort to end the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, the conflict with Hezbollah in Lebanon, and threats posed to Israel by Iran. Jennifer King, Washington.
Postponed yesterday, a vote could come today on a GOP budget blueprint in the House. Investigators getting to work trying to pinpoint the cause of the deadly nightclub roof collapse in the Dominican Republic. The death toll up to 184 as hopes of finding any more survivors fade. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 464 points. This is SRN News. A gambling summit for pastors.
The Southern Baptist Convention hosted the gathering this week designed to help clergymen address the rapid spread of sports gaming in the country and prepare for its inevitable human costs. A majority of America's Protestant pastors say they are opposed to sports betting, but very few ever mention it from the pulpit or have any kind of a plan to help gambling addicts in their congregation. Experts say young men are the most likely to be victimized. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
America's insular Amish communities are attracting attention for their ability to respond more quickly to natural disasters than government agencies. After a tornado struck an Amish community in Michigan recently, the work was underway so quickly that when the National Weather Service came to assess the damage 2 days later, most of the buildings had been repaired. Earlier this year, a group of Amish men swiftly built 12 tiny homes for a hurricane-stricken community in North Carolina. This is SRN News. A young woman, the victim of a vicious shark attack, is hoping to help others avoid such a fate.
An Alabama teen who narrowly survived a fierce shark attack last year is asking her state's lawmakers to support the creation of a new alert system. The Alabama legislature would establish something similar to the Amber Alert system, which would notify the public when there's been an unprovoked shark attack nearby. 16-year-old Lulu Gribben was one of three people bitten by a shark on a single day last summer. She lost her left hand and part of her leg. Gribben said she wouldn't have ventured into the water that day had she known of an earlier shark attack just down the coast. Keith Peters, Washington.
Secretary of State Rubio's and the lawyer for a U.S.-Russian dual national jailed in Russia on treason charges say that she has been freed in a prisoner exchange between Moscow and Washington. Rubio says the woman is now on a plane back home to the United States. SRNNews.com.